Good morning. After reclaiming that 11,000 mark on the Nifty yesterday on the back of a crude slide, this morning too the SGX Nifty is suggesting a positive start. The key to watch for will be whether the mid-cap outperformance continues. Remember, through a greater part of this year, the mid-caps have been underperforming. But yesterday, the mid-caps outperformed. The index ended with a gain of 2.3% and the market breadth was positive for the first time in a week. So the key to watch for is whether the rout in the mid-cap space is over and stocks can start contributing on the upside. Global cues are directionally positive. So minor gains coming through on the benchmark indices in the US. Netflix, which was poised to see a big drop in yesterday's trade on the back of a subscriber growth miss in their quarterly numbers, saw a rebound. So Netflix ended with a cut of about 5% after dropping nearly 14% intraday, and that pushed the Nasdaq to hit record levels intraday. Also, Jerome Powell's assessment of the U.S. economy was seen upbeat, where he indicated that the Fed is likely to continue with gradual interest rate hikes. Remember, in the U.S. markets, stocks have seen a great run-up. Valuations appear to be stretched, at least as per some of the market experts. So any increase in the interest rates over there will have to result in repricing of the market risk. So that would have been seen as a negative if the Fed were to increase rate faster than what the market was anticipating. With respect to the flows picture in India, same old story. FII sold 674 crore in the cash market. The DIs bought 840 crore. The monsoon session of the parliament begins today. Remember, the budget session was largely a washout, and monsoon session as well could be a washout with the opposition planning in no confidence motion. Key numbers to watch: Ultratech Cement in the large cap space. You've got Reliance Communication, Mahindra CIE Automotive, JK Tire, GM Financial. Big day for mid-cap IT as well, where Mindtree, NIIT Technology, Saskin and Mastek declared numbers. In earnings reaction, Z is the big one. Largely in line, a bit of a margin beat, margins at 31.9% versus estimates of 31.5%, ad revenue growth at 18.6%, led by domestic ad revenue growth of 22.3%. International ad revenue growth was muted at just 2.1%. PSU banks like PNB, Corporation Bank, Andhra Bank, IOB, Allahabad Bank will be in focus on the back of a recapitalization plan where Finance Ministry has approved an infusion of 11,336 crore into these five PSU banks. HDFC Limited in focus because its subsidiary HDAMC will be opening up its IPO next week, opens on the 25th of July, and HDFC Limited will look to sell a 4% stake and raise 945 crore. HDFC Bank also in focus because they have raised 8.5 thousand crore rupees via a pref issue to HDFC Limited. IDBI Bank board meet was yesterday, where they said they've received a letter from LIC for acquiring a majority stake in the company as a promoter, and now the IDBI Bank board will seek government's decision on the LIC stake buy offer. A couple of the other stocks in focus: Jindal Stainless and Tata Sponge at the back of good numbers. Order wins for PNC Infra, Cridhan Infra, and TCS2 has signed a partnership agreement with Total, which is a global integrated energy producer and provider.